And I'm Bill Cohen in Ohio, where the issue is much the same as in Wisconsin, but the battleground is different. Like Wisconsin, Ohio's new limits on public employee union power were prompted by a new Republican governor and GOP majority legislators. Governor John Kasich argued government must act more like business and stem rising labor costs so taxes can be cut to attract jobs.
If a company can't manage its costs, it usually goes bankrupt. But if a company can manage its costs, and if a state can manage its costs, and if local government can manage its costs, we're going to be on the right footing. We can set the platform for economic growth.
And while protests began in Wisconsin, soon after Ohio legislators passed new limits on union bargaining clout, thousands of government workers flocked to Ohio's capital. At one point, there were so many, some were locked out.
Get Aspen! Kill vote bill!
As in Wisconsin, Ohio public employees worry that a new law would decimate pay and benefits. Joanne Giantoni is a school custodian who heads a union that also represents cafeteria workers and bus drivers.
You know what? My workers make $8.99 an hour. You tell me how you raise a family on $8.99 an hour and now you want to reduce it. You tell me that.
Now, let's talk about the biggest difference between Wisconsin's and Ohio's fights with unions. In Wisconsin, voters can show their disdain for a law only by recalling the politicians who enacted it. In Ohio, it's the opposite. There's no recall. But there is the option of a referendum on the law itself. And that's just what unions and their allies have done here, gathering a record-breaking 900,000 valid petition signatures to put the law on the ballot so voters can kill it with a no vote. Critics of Ohio's law say it's even more stringent than Wisconsin's because it says in long-running impasses, both sides turn in their last best offers and then management gets to pick the winner.
It's kind of like being in a divorce with your husband. And you go into divorce court on the final day and you find out that your mother-in-law is the judge.
That's former Democratic Congressman Dennis Eckert. But the law's author, Republican Senator Shannon Jones, argues that management must have the ultimate power.
The idea is to put the taxpayer at the table.
Backers of the law stress that some government workers have negotiated sweet deals. Private sector workers don't get. Republican Senator Keith Faber says those deals involve health care, sick leave, and overtime.
7% of Ohio's workers expect the other 93% to pay them benefits that are out of line with what those 93% are receiving.
The law's critics respond by pointing to government studies showing overall compensation for public and private sector workers is about the same. And even without the new law, Ohio's public employees have given up $1 billion with recent pay freezes and concessions. Again, Dennis Eckert.
90% of the contracts negotiated this year contain massive givebacks.
Early polls showed the vote yes side here began way behind, but a simple TV ad proved somewhat effective, stressing one popular part of the new law.
Issue 2 asks government employees to help by paying 10% toward their guaranteed pension and at least 15% toward their health insurance, with many families paying far more than that. Asking government employees to chip in isn't asking a lot.
Critics of the law, though, have had a powerful image to exploit, the faces and voices of police and firefighters. Unlike Wisconsin's collective bargaining changes, Ohio's do include safety forces, and that allows the law's critics to employ a casting director's dream.
Issue 2 makes it illegal for police to negotiate for enough officers to do the job safely. So I may not have a partner to back me up.
Now, latest polls show a surge for the vote no drive. As in Wisconsin, both sides here are spending millions of dollars, much of it outside money. But unlike in Wisconsin, in Ohio, there's a good chance that voters will repeal tough new limits on union power. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.